The Tourist Police Deputy Commander, Police Major General Surachat Hakpan, yesterday questioned safety standards on the boat Phoenix that sank on July the 12th, which led to the death of 47 Chinese tourists. He said because it only had one pump, not four pumps, it sank within 5 minutes after water started coming in. He said the owner of Phoenix might have reduced safety standards to save costs. Yesterday, they inspected its reported twin, which is now being built. The inspection showed it doesn't match prescribed specifications. The director of the Phuket Marine Office has been transferred in the wake of the tragedies. Surachat said the office has the duty to examine a boat before it's approved for use. Records show that other approved boats have between 70 to 80 pages of information to back their approval, but the Phoenix boat only had 4 to 5 pages. Surachat said authorities have already solid evidence to prove that TC Blue Dream, the owners of the Phoenix, used nominees in a bid to evade taxes, and if convicted, it will face asset seizures. The 13 members of the Mupa football team will sit down for a tightly controlled interview with the media for the first time tonight, now that their physical health has sufficiently recovered from their ordeal trapped inside the flooded Tumluang caves. After the press conference, which authorities say will also be their last, they'll return to their homes and try to live a normal life. This according to the Chiang Rai provincial governor, Prachon Pratsakun. Prachon said yesterday that the interview with the boys and their assistant coach is being arranged by his office, as well as the Chiang Rai hospital director. Prachon said the press conference is intended to provide a single opportunity for reporters from around the world to meet and interview the 13 members of the Mupa Academy who were rescued earlier this month. The players and their family will return to their normal lives after the press conference to prevent adverse impacts to the boys and their families from too much public attention. They will not speak again to the media, said the governor. Try telling that to 60 Minutes in America. Trade and investment will be the focus of Thai PM General Prayut Chan-o-cha's visit to Bhutan today, along with discussions over public health, agriculture, and the sufficiency economy philosophy. Prayut expected to extend Thailand's support to establish an eye, ear, nose, and throat medical centre in Bhutan by next year, as well as discussing a local agricultural marketing scheme, which would parallel Thailand's iconic One Tambon, One Product scheme. Thailand is Bhutan's second top importer, accounting for some $24 million per year. Plenty of rain right around Thailand for the rest of this week. The Thai Meteorological Department says rain is forecast for the north, northeast, east and central regions and for the west coast of the south, including Phuket. They say there's a monsoonal trough lying across Myanmar, the upper north of Thailand and Laos, with an active low-pressure area over the Tonkin Bay. That's the body of water bounded by mainland China, Hainan Island and Vietnam. There's also a strong southwest monsoon prevailing over the Andaman Sea and the Gulf of Thailand. If in doubt, just look out your window.